from WISP Politics in Madison. You're listening to Capital Chats.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to a WISP Politics Capital Chats podcast brought to you by Spectrum. I'm Adam Kelnhofer, today in the office in Madison, actually by myself. So it's just me, but I have an interview for all of our listeners with Wisconsin Education Association Council President Peggy Wirtz Olson. And we talked a lot about all of the referendums going before voters on the April 2 ballot. We also talked about a bill for a new curriculum requirement and some Senate action. So let's just jump right into the interview. Hello, everybody, and welcome to today's WISP Politics Capital Chats podcast. I am Adam Kelnhofer, reporter over at WISP Politics. And today I'm joined by Wisconsin Education Association Council President Peggy Wirtz Olson to talk about some referendums and a few other school-related issues. So welcome to the show, Peggy. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking.
That's good to hear. So the first thing I wanted to talk about was we actually did a story last week about about school referendums going before voters on the April ballot. Collectively statewide, there are about $1.4 million in budget increase asks. And that is, by our reporting, one of the largest statewide, referendum collectively requests since the beginning of the millennia. So what does that mean about the state of schools right now?
Well, more Wisconsin school districts are asking for operational referendums, as you just outlined, meaning more money really just to pay for everyday costs. This is happening year after year, but you just outlined that April 2nd ballot will have a total of $1.4 million for 91 school referendum. 66% of those are operational referendums for funding just to stay afloat. So as I started to say, this is happening year after year with taxpayers increasingly voting to raise their own taxes because some of our state legislators are shirking their responsibility to fully fund our public schools. So I want to underscore that Wisconsin Republican lawmakers have a $7 billion surplus in taxpayer funding that they've collected, but instead of investing that money in some local schools, they're focusing on and forcing us really to increase our property taxes with these referendums.
Yeah, it's definitely an interesting thing to see, considering we have a fairly large surplus still. Republicans have said that they want to reserve a lot of that, or the vast majority of it, for what they want to do is a middle class tax break. It looks like that's it's not really going forward right now. Moving back to the school referendums, what are you hearing from schools? Like, what might happen if some of these schools don't get voters to approve some of these referendums?
Well, as I indicated, right, this we're talking about 91 school referendums. We're talking about operational referendums, right? 66% of that 91 are just to stay afloat. So that's really when I'm talking with folks like you and my colleagues in the classroom and parents in the community, it's about keeping the lights on, the doors open, and the buildings heated. And so in many of our communities across Wisconsin, because we in the last several budget cycles have underfunded our public schools, we're at risk with many of these school districts not having enough money to keep the lights on and the doors open.
Mm. All right. So it's not even, you said it well. I mean, the brick and mortar sounds to be at risk. Is this a trend that we're going to see in the future, do you think? Are we going to continue to see, public schools at the local level really need to ask their residents to increase their own property taxes to get the education they need? Or are we going to see, are you hopeful the new maps are going to bring any kind of compromise to the legislature to fund or increase public funding more than it is now?
Well, first and foremost, the state has to address this lagging funding for our state's public schools, right? And by fixing the funding formula, that's really step one in resetting the current situation and investing some of the surplus that we're sitting on back into our public schools. I think the new maps are absolutely a factor, right, in terms of friends of public education. And when I say that term, when I look across Wisconsin, our public schools are at the core of our community, right? They're the heart and soul. The educators that I work with every day in classrooms, in schools, working with students, really make our communities thrive. So those investments, whether the new maps is a piece of it, but also repairing the broken state funding formula for public schools, right? Those are two answers to not be seeing the continued increasing referenda on the ballot.
So you talked a little bit about a funding formula to change the funding formula. Is there a preferred model you have in mind to kind of switch to or some sort of hybrid model or anything like that?
Well, that would certainly take quite longer than your program is. Even for us today to unpack the complexities of Wisconsin's school, the funding formula that puts money into our public schools. So there are definitely parts and pieces of that formula that need to be adjusted and reset. And we're well past the time to do that. Certainly investing in our public schools through the state budget is one factor, but fixing that broken funding formula is another.
All right. That makes perfect sense to me. I do want to switch gears a little bit here. There was a bill that both chambers in the legislature passed earlier this month to create a requirement for schools to teach an Asian American Pacific Islander curriculum course. And it's a good chance that Governor Evers is going to sign that one. So what are your thoughts on that bill? Is that something you wanted to see pass through?
Wisconsin educators are absolutely looking forward to the governor's signing a bill that would add Hmong Americans and Asian Americans to the list of groups that schools are required to include in our teaching lessons. Our state's thousands of Hmong and Asian American students deserve to be heard and recognized and a part of the curriculum that educators are focused on in state. And all the students in the state will benefit from learning the many contributions that Hmong and Asian American folks have made throughout history. So for us, this bill is long overdue.
All right. That sounds good to me. I had actually one more question for you. So the Senate actually earlier this month in their last floor session rejected a lot of Evers nominees for various boards and stuff like that. And one of the members that they rejected was John Miller to the UW Board of Regents. And I was just wondering if you had any thoughts on that. He wasn't the only one by any means, but yeah.
Well, we certainly watched the political jockeying right around Governor Evers, a number of Governor Evers appointments. And so, you know, as an educator, right, a classroom educator who works in schools every day, you know, for us, we want to see our state government working together, right? The same way that, you know, when I think about classrooms of students, I think about how we can build some level of teamwork. So we constantly are looking forward to an opportunity for both sides to work together to do what's right for our state, our students, our public schools, and Wisconsin.
All right, perfect. Thank you. That's all I have time for today, but it was a pleasure to have you on, Peggy. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to this week's Capital Chats podcast. If you want to read more about what's going on with the legislature, what other kinds of questions are before voters on that April 2 ballot, and anything else education related, you can head over to our website at wispolitics.com. But for now, I'm Adam Kelnoffer. Thanks for tuning in to Wisp Politics Capital Chats, brought to you by Spectrum.